It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are the only Beatles officially nominated for Record of the Year and Best Rock Performance for their song Now and Then. So here's the reason. John Lennon and George Harrison don't qualify under the new Grammy rule for new material that has been recorded within 5 years of the release date. Since John died in 1980, George died in 2001, their contributions are past the five-year mark. Well, not like anybody isn't going to think that they were a big part of it. You weren't the only one yelling at your screen while watching Carry On. Flight attendants and TSA agents have been flooding social media to rant about how totally unrealistic Jason Bateman's new Netflix movie is, blasted the 100 or so blatant inaccuracies. And, y'all, my mother's red ribbon is still on her luggage. Over 21 years later, Wicked is still killing it on Broadway.
Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know.
So last week, the show brought in $5 million in ticket sales, making it the highest weekly gross in Broadway history. It had an average ticket price of almost $300, which it makes sense with the holiday week and the massive popularity of the Wicked movie. And who knows how much longer it's going to be on Broadway. The executive producer of The Simpsons has revealed how that series will end. He says it'll be just like any other episode. Matt Selman says the writers aren't planning a lame, sappy ending. They'll just pick one episode from that last season and say, okay, that's the last one. The second season of Squid Game is already breaking records. So creepy. Its debut was with 68 million views in its first 4 days of availability, more than any other Netflix series in its premiere week. Y'all, I can't, though, with the subtitles. I just cannot. I think it has the record, too, for foreign language subtitled shows, non-American speaking shows. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Oh, this music. Anyway, Jay Leno's had a ton of injuries over the last year. I've told you about his third degree burns in a motorcycle crash, tumbled down a 60-foot hill. Now rumors are spreading that he's being targeted by the mob as a retaliation for a debt. He says he doesn't gamble because losing $100 makes me feel stupider than winning $1,000 makes me feel good. Agreed, Jay Leno. I hate gambling. I'd rather go shopping. And a dirt alert. Okay. It ends with us director Justin Baldoni, who has been accused of sexual harassment by his co-star Blake Lively, has filed a $250 million libel lawsuit against the New York Times over a recent article detailing Lively's allegations during filming. Baldoni filed the 87-page complaint claiming libel and false light invasion of privacy over a December 21 New York Times article titled "We Can Bury Anyone Inside a Hollywood Smear Machine." Okay, here's the thing. It is really difficult to prove libel. So we'll see, even more so to prove slander, but we'll see if he's able to do, I don't know. If I was a judge, because we listen and we don't judge. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except Happy New Year! Happy New Year!